or area of operation.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. A great time to think about the planning of your spring gardens, what needs to be done, and how we can improve it over the past year's season. If we can help you to plan for a new beginning, the number to call is 800-259-9231. You'll give us a call, talk with Don, he'll get you set up, and we'll work together so that you have a beautiful yard. Well, the weather, it's spring. It's up and down. Some days it's nice and warm. Some days it's nice and cool. We've had an awful lot of rain, especially in the Northeast. I think we've had like 20 inches of rain in the last month in the New England area, and there's more coming Monday and Tuesday. So let's get outside and get the work done while we can. This time of the year is the time that we can attack the insects before they have a chance to group and to get ready so that they can attack us. So it's kind of a preventive strike. And what I want you to do is to take advantage of the nice days and get outside and let's get this attack done. Now, let's begin with the Canadian hemlock. If any of you have Canadian hemlocks or you have lilies, beautiful oriental lilies or the Asiatic lilies. Well, there's those two plants have one thing in common. Both the Canadian hemlock and the lily is a little insect. Looks like a ladybug that attacks the lily, and that's called an Asiatic lily beetle. And as soon as your lilies come out of the ground, and they're about 2 inches thick, maybe 3 inches tall, I want you to use a product called tree and shrub or systemic tree and shrub drench. And this is a product that you're going to use 1 tablespoon per gallon. You're going to pour it right around your lily. And all you need is about a quart per clump of lilies. The roots are going to absorb this product. It's going to stay in the plant for 1 entire year. And it will prevent the Asiatic lily beetle from destroying your beautiful lilies that bloom during May, June, and some varieties in July. So if you can get the product in the plant, as soon as it's up a couple of inches, it's just going to be sticking out. It's going to look like a big pencil coming out of the ground. Use that product, and it will eliminate that insect. Now, the same product will work on your Canadian hemlocks. And those of you that have Canadian hemlocks, you're well aware of a little insect. Looks like little pieces of cotton. And it's found on the underside of the plant's branches. Not on the top of the needles, but on the underside. Canadian hemlocks are dark green. The needles are kind of flat. And when you turn the branch over, the underside of the branch is kind of a silvery gray color. Well, that's where these guys are hiding. And they look like little pieces of cotton at this point. They're beginning to wake up. They're getting ready to lay eggs. And when they do not stop. And you do the same thing with this product. You don't spread it out underneath the drip line of the tree. You pour it right at the base of the plant. Just follow the recommendations on the package. But one application will keep that tree safe for a 12-month period. And it really does a great job. You don't have to spray it. You don't have to bring out the hose and sprayers. You don't have to pay anybody big, big dollars to come to your yard with power sprayers and get it up in the top of the tree. If you do it at this time of the year, while the sap is moving from the root system up to the top of the tree, it can move it as high as 75 feet in just a matter of a few weeks. So if you have Canadian hemlocks, you want to get tree and shrub. And Bonide makes this product. Fertilome and Bayer all make tree and shrub systemic. They work very well. So that will take care of the woolly adelgid on the Canadian hemlock and will take care of this Asiatic lily beetle. Now, you don't want to fool around, because if you've had the Asiatic lily beetle in the past, it could be that all you found were little notches cut in the foliage of the plant. And you figure, well, that's not a big deal. I don't want to use any sprays in my garden, so I'll just hand-pick them. Well, you don't want to mess with this little orange-type lily beetle. The reason is the first generation will bite little notches. And for those of you that have some early spring flowering bulbs, especially one called Fritillaria, and Fritillaria is a beautiful early blooming bulb, comes out of the ground, grows about 18 to 24 inches tall, and has gorgeous bell-shaped blossoms, about 3 inches in yellow and orange. They do have a strong odor to them, so it's not something that you put near the house where you're going to open up a window, but they are really gorgeous to see. This Asiatic lily beetle is going to be munching on that as soon as it comes out of the ground, and then it goes to your lilies. But the first generation is just chewing the foliage. It lays eggs on the plant. And when you're looking at your lilies, if you turn those long leaves over, you're going to see rows of yellow eggs. If you see that, take that leaf right out. Throw it in the trash, and you will eliminate a big, big problem. But what happens is the second generation will bore into the stem, eat its way down the stem, and eat the actual bulb. So if you had it a little bit last year, you're probably going to have it a lot more this year. And then what happens is the third year, no more growth. No more bulbs come out of the ground, because the bulb has been eaten by these animals, so there's no growth. Your bulb is gone. So just be aware of it. If you have it, as soon as they're up an inch or two or three, get the product on it. It's going to make a big, big difference to control the Asiatic lily beetle and the woolly adelgid. Now, while you have that product out, if you have birch trees and you have had birch leaf miner. And those of you that have birches, you know what I'm talking about. You start off with beautiful green leaves, and all of a sudden, they look like they've all got blisters. They get all puffy, and then they turn brown. And inside that little blister is a little insect, and it's called a birch leaf miner. It doesn't kill the tree, but it really spoils the appearance, because instead of nice having green leaves, you have green leaves with brown blisters in them. And until this product was developed, you had to get out there and spray it and spray it. If you had tall, tall trees, the product never really worked. because you couldn't get to the top of the tree. If you use tree and shrub now, you will eliminate the birch leaf miner. So there's just one product that you can use in your garden with many, many uses in the garden. Okay? So you give us a call, 800-259-9231. We're going to work together. We're going to solve a lot of problems. Also, your roses, your fruit trees, your flowering crabs, they all have diseases. They all have insects. The diseases from last year, the problems you had last year, before they died with the arrival of winter, they left a surprise in your garden. The diseases left spores to reproduce the problem this year. The insects, before they died, they laid eggs all over the branches of your fruit trees, all over the branches of your flowering crabs, and all over the roses. Well, it's now time to attack them, and you use a product called copper fungicide. It's a naturally occurring fungicide, and by applying it to your flowering crabs, to your fruit trees, to your roses, now it will kill those disease spores before they have a chance to ripen and infect the new leaves coming out. And you can combine all-season oil. The all-season oil will smother the eggs that were laid on the branches. So, copper fungicide, horticultural oil on your roses, flowering trees, and all of your fruit trees. The number to call, 800-259-9231. Gardeners, let me tell you about Converted Organic Fertilizer. This New England-based company is producing an all-natural, slow-release, and highly effective alternative to chemical lawn and garden fertilizers. Converted Organic Lawn Fertilizer will give you a thicker, greener, healthier, and more vibrant lawn while protecting the things that mean the most to you, your family, pets, and your environment around your home. Look for the results that works the way that nature intended by delivering nutrition to the soil and making it available to the plant when the plant calls for it. All natural converted organic fertilizers will provide you with a more healthy looking plant that will require less care, is more disease resistant, less dependent on watering, and achieves this without the use of chemicals. Converted Organic converts food waste into a product that is rich in nutrients, contains natural plant growth regulators, and organic matter that will enhance your soil, resulting in a stronger plant. Converted Organic, turning food waste into a promise for a greener future. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertiloam from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Don, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this? It's morning, I suppose, Paul.
It's morning. It's early.
Absolutely.
Are you ready to do a little bit of gardening, Don?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I plan on getting a few things done here today.
Terrific. Who do we have up first, Don?
We have Donna from New Hampshire, who has a question about spider plants.
Okay. Donna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Paul?
Yes.
I have a question about my spider plant. It's really quite old, about 30 years old, and I had transplanted it, and it's coming along really well, except for the fact that I have brown tips on the end. Am I watering it too much or not enough?
Well, sometimes a couple of things happen with the brown tips.
Okay.
Now, did you have the brown tips before you divided and repotted the plant?
Well, I have to tell you, it went through a lot of trauma last year because of frost, and I had no electricity for 8 days, and they were really damaged. So they've been coming along, and they were overgrowing the pot, so I transplanted them. But I don't really recall because they were in really bad shape. But they're okay. Looking fine, except for the brown tips.
Okay. Now, sometimes what happens with spider plants, usually the most common is the chemicals that are in your drinking water to make it clean. Things like fluoride that they put in so that the kids' teeth will be stronger, will react with that. So what I want you to do is it's probably under stress from being without power for a week, which we all remember really, really well. if you live in the New England area. It seems like a different part of the country every year loses power for a period of time. But what I want you to do is I want you to just take some scissors and cut back all of the brown ends on it. And then what I want you to do, when you water your spider plant, get yourself a small watering can, maybe a quart, or you could just take an empty milk container, the plastic jugs that milk come in. Take it, fill it full of water, and let it sit on the counter for an hour or two before you use it on that particular plant. And by letting it sit there, the gases that have been put in the water, you're going to look at that jug and you're going to see little bubbles attached to the inside of the container. Those are the bubbles of gas that were put into the water. So just put the cover back on, give it a good shake, open up the cover, let all of the gases escape, and then water your plant. But the main thing that you need to do is you need to bring it back into a routine of being watered on a regular basis. And you have to say to yourself, okay, it's Sunday morning, I'm going to listen to Paul, and I'm going to check my plants. It's not necessarily this is the day that everything gets watered, whether it needs it or not, but this is the day to check. And if the plants need to be watered, then give them a good drink of water until it comes out the bottom. When it comes out the bottom of your pot, let it drain in the sink. When it stops draining, just tip the container on its side a little bit, because sometimes the water gets trapped, and if you just tip it on its side a bit, it will really flow out. That way you're getting rid of the excess. And then put it back on the window or back on the hanging bracket that you had it on. And you have to say to yourself, I need to eat. So does this plant. And if you can feed it on a regular basis, it's going to make a big difference. Now, I know a lot of you out there, just like me, get really busy at times, and we forget to feed our plants. If they look good, hey, why bother with it? Buy a pelletized fertilizer called Osmocote. And Osmocote looks like a little BB, and it will feed your plants every time they get watered for about 120 days. So that's 3 to 4 months, depending on how much you water. And that way, you water the plant, it gets fed. You water the plant, it gets fed. And that way, you'll have new growth that will replace all of the damaged growth that's on that plant. Okay? So, try using a water that's had a chance to air out. Water as needed. Take your finger, push it into the depth of 2 knuckles. If it feels moist, leave it alone. They're better off a little bit dry than they are too wet. 800-259-9231. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool from insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
We have Margaret from Massachusetts, who's having an issue with a potted plant of hers.
Okay, Margaret, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul. Oh, I have a big problem. I have a bay tree. It's about 2.5, 3 feet tall. I raised it from a pup. And now I noticed last week a lot of the leaves are turning brown. So I took it out of the pot. Sure enough, the roots were all brown. So in order to get it out of the pot, I cut the roots off and pulled it out. And now there's just a stub at the bottom of it. But I repotted it and put a little micro-rod. I don't know if I should have. I used some fresh potting soil. And what do I do now? May I take cuttings or what?
Okay. Now,
Is most of the plant brown, or do you still have some green?
No, it was the roots.
Okay.
Oh, there were a lot of brown leaves. Yeah.
Okay.
Quite a bit.
So, now, but there are still some green leaves on that plant.
Oh yes, there's still quite a few.
Okay. Then what I want you to do is just take your time, and I want you to look at the individual branches of your bay leaf plant, okay? And take one branch at a time, and if that branch is all full of dead leaves or brown leaves, take your fingernail, scratch through the bark, and if it's green underneath it, that's a real good sign, because that's telling you there's still life in that stem. And there is a dormant bud where the brown leaf is attached to the plant. And then what you can do is, if there's a lot of these brown leaves, just take some scissors, remove all of the brown leaves, and with a little bit of care, more sunshine, a little bit of fertilizer, and you've just repotted it, those dormant buds will make a brand new leaf. Okay? Now, if you scratch the stem and it's brown, then remove that branch because that branch has died. And other than that, you can wait. And with the days getting longer, with the sun getting brighter, you know, the plant is going to wake up. And that's what's nice about springtime. Plants that have laid dormant all winter have just kind of sat there and not done anything like a lot of us have. When the days get longer, the sun gets brighter, it's going to wake up, and it's going to start to grow, and it should hide and fill in where you remove these dead branches. And if you want to take cuttings, now's a great time. Take pieces about 3 to 4 inches long. Remove a couple of leaves, dip it in rooting powder, and stick it in some sterilized potting soil. You can put 2 or 3 cuttings into a 4 or a 5 inch pot and give it plenty of light. It doesn't necessarily have to have full sun because there's no roots on this now. So a brightly lit window, not full sun, and keep the soil moist, but don't make it mud. And it's going to come with a new root system, and you'll have a brand new plant. But just let's clean it. Let's feed it and give it plenty of light. And as the days get longer and as the air gets warmer, you should see things replacing the damaged leaves on that plant. So don't panic just yet. Give it a second chance. Dawn, who's next?
We have Jason from Michigan, who is looking to find out some easy plants to put in a garden, things along those lines.
Okay. Jason, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I guess what I want to know is, I don't feel like I really have a green thumb. I've had not a lot of good luck with growing things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for something that I can grow that is, pretty tenacious and doesn't take a lot of care. And I'm kind of focusing on things like herbs or things that I can grow for my kitchen.
Okay. Now you want these you want to grow inside the house or outside?
Either way, I'm just looking for something that I can grow that doesn't take a lot of special care. And, just to get myself into it where I can, have some kind of satisfaction in growing something.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, the way that you want to decide on what types of herbs that you want is to open up your spice cabinet and look in there and say, which of these spices do I use a lot? And one spice that I use a lot is Italian seasoning. I like it on a lot of various things, even on a fresh tossed salad. So we built a little garden in the backyard, and it's all herbs. And we took the box of Italian seasoning, read what types of herbs were put into the blend to make the Italian seasoning. And those are the herbs that we grew. And herbs are really, really easy, Jason. For example, chives. It's a perennial, so it comes back every year. And you can cut chives take a pair of scissors or a sharp knife and cut it in little pieces and blend it in a tossed salad, and it gives you beautiful taste, even in the middle of winter. Chives are real easy. Thyme, if you like to cook with thyme, that spreads and will come back every single year. Very, very easy. All of your mints are really easy, but if you're going to grow mints, make sure that it's not going to be a small garden, and make sure that the mints are confined to one area. And what I do when I grow mint is I'll take a 5-gallon bucket, I remove the bottom of the bucket, dig a hole, put the bucket into the ground, fill it with soil, and plant the mint in the middle of the cylinder that I have placed in the garden, because mint spreads with underground roots. And if you don't put this, it will literally take over the whole garden. Rosemary is relatively easy to go. It doesn't always come back, especially if you live in the northern third of the United States, because if we have a cold winter. But rosemary can be brought indoors. If you grow it in a pot, and you can bring it indoors, keep it on a sunny window for the winter, and you can pull little pieces, little needles from the plant. Oregano, you can't kill that. That thing will grow very, very easy, doesn't need a lot of care, and it comes back every single year. Things like fennel, they reseed, and they come back. So you have to decide what you want. And one thing that I found that really helps, when you plant, the root system, that very first couple of months, they require more water because they've been in a greenhouse, they've been pampered. You get home, and if you don't continue to pamper them, they just don't grow well. So what I do when I put in a new plant, I dig the hole bigger, much bigger than the pot. I add a good trowel full of compost in it, because that's full of rich organic matter. And the secret is a product called Soil Moist. It looks like sugar, coarse sugar, or like rock salt almost. And all you need is a 3-finger pinch into the hole, because it will expand 200 times in volume. You mix it with your soil, get it deep into the ground, and plant right in there. The Soil Moist will swell. It's going to look just like Jell-O, and it's going to help to keep the plant from drying out if you forget to water it. And if you do that, you're going to be in great shape. And then if you don't fertilize on a regular basis with a liquid like Miracle-Gro, then buy Osmocote. It's a little pellet, and every time it rains, every time you water, it releases the food to that plant. My wife and I, we grow herbs in 6-inch pots, and we grow them in the ground. We will take these 6-inch containers of herbs, and when we start to get frost, we bring them in the house, we put them in a south-facing window, and we'll cut chives, oregano, rosemary. I have a nice big bay leaf plant, dill. I'll bring them in the house, and I will pick those herbs all winter. And when you add fresh herbs in your cooking, wow, the taste is incredible. So think positive. You can do this. Thank you, Jason. Dawn, who's up next?
We have Dick from Massachusetts, who has a mole issue.
Dick, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I noticed the other day when I was out doing some raking by the garden that I've got some little trails where these little devils have started to make their way to my garden. Now, rather than killing them and stuff, I heard you say one time that you had something that you gave to evacuate these guys.
Yeah, there's a product called Mole Scram. It's M-O-L-E-S-C-R-A-M. And what you would do is you would continue and get everything raked and cleaned. So you get all that plant debris out. And with rain coming in on Monday and Tuesday, you're talking the perfect day. Go down to your local garden center. You buy this Molescram. You can buy it by the container or by the bag, depending on the size of the area. And you want to apply it in your bed where they came out of and into your lawn. And you can broadcast it with a spreader if you're doing a big area. Or you can throw it like you are rock salt on ice. You don't need a lot of it. And it's going to have a kind of a yellow granular appearance to it. The active ingredients are castor oil and other types of naturally occurring oils. The rain will wash it into the soil. And as they dig through the soil, they get the castor oil on their fur. And it's sticky. They don't like the feel of it, so they lick it. When they lick it, they're getting castor oil into their belly. Well, castor oil is a laxative. They don't like the taste of it. It gives them the runs. And they have a brain big enough to know that every time I go in there, I get the runs. And they will stop going in that area. And it's very safe. It doesn't hurt them. It just prevents them from going into that area. And with all the rain that we've been receiving in the last 4, 5, 6 weeks, they're awake. They've left their deep, deep homes that are usually 4 to 6 feet below the soil line, and they're now running close to the surface, and they're looking for food in the soil. So if you can get this product, you're going to see a big difference. So go down to your local garden center. You know, while you're there to get the Molescram, pick up a box of pansies, some Johnny Jump-Ups, some violas, and start planting some clusters of flowers. Not only will it help the moles to go away, but it will give you an idea that spring is coming when you see these nice, happy faces saying, "Hey, Dick, spring is here. Look at this. I'm smiling at you." And it's going to work real, real well. But there's Molescram. There's also Mol-Go, which is a liquid that you can put in a bottle sprayer and you can spray your lawn with it. But again, go to your local nursery. They'll help you with the products that are going to do the job correctly. And with the rain coming in on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, today would be perfect because the rain will wash it to where these little animals are and it will take care of it for you.
Having a healthy, beautiful lawn isn't hard. In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from Scotts. With Scotts' 4-step annual program, having a great lawn couldn't be simpler because it takes the guesswork out of giving your lawn what it needs when it needs it. Scotts' 4-step distills it all down to just 4 applications you make throughout the year. 4 bags of the precise mix of nutrients your lawn needs at the precise time it needs them. 4 easy steps that take you just minutes, yet give your lawn what it needs to be its best all year. To solve problems like weeds, bugs, and thin spots, and help it be the healthy, beautiful lawn you and your family want. The time to get started with Scott's 4-step? Now. So get to your local hardware store or garden center today and get a great Scott's lawn. Easy as 1, 2, 3. You get the idea.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. You give Donald a call, and we'll work together to give you a great gardening season. And remember, if you'd like some additional information on your garden, go to my website, which is paulparent.com, and it's P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mom and dad. And at the when the front page comes up, at the very bottom, just put in your email address, and every Thursday you will have a new email newsletter. This week we talked about peas, for example, how to grow them in your garden. And there'll be a new vegetable every single week and a lot of different plants to help you to make your garden that much easier. And all of you that received the newsletter, you probably got to notice that the cotton seed is ready. Well, we've sent out 500 packages of cotton seed, went out on, yesterday, on Saturday. So if you didn't answer the email with your, with the cotton, then do it today and we will send you a package of cotton seeds. We're putting about 25 seeds in, and it's something that will, it also has directions, so that you'll know how to grow them and how to care for them. And that way you'll be able to get additional gardening information every single Thursday. You can save it, you can delete it, but sooner or later there'll be something in there that's really going to help you. Okay, Dawn, who's up next?
Next, we have Bob from Maine, who has a question about a peach tree.
Okay. Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I enjoy your program. Thanks for having me speak to you this morning.
Thank you.
Paul, I have two peach trees, and I've been having difficulties with borer. And I remember years ago my dad used to put a chemical that's just not very environmentally friendly. Do you have is there a current chemical that we could use to reduce the borer?
There was a great product, and it really did a good job, and it took care of the borer. The problem is it's no longer available for one thing, which is too bad because it worked great for birches. Are these older trees or are they younger trees?
They're probably 4 years old.
They're probably 4 years old. Okay. What I would do is I would buy a product called Tree and Shrub. It is a systemic insecticide that you will pour around the base of the tree, and it will go inside the tree, and it will kill the borer. The only problem with it is that it will also affect the fruit, but you have no choice. If you don't kill the borer is going to kill the tree. So what you want to do is to put this tree and shrub made by Bayer according to the circumference of the trunk of the tree, and you can do that anytime now. When the tree begins to make fruit, pick all the fruit off. So that way you're not tempted to eat that fruit, and so that all the energy is used to rebuild the damage that this borer has done in your tree. And by the time the fall season gets here, that product is all used up. It's burnt out by the tree, and your tree will be clear of it. And next year, you can go ahead and pick the fruit. But you don't have much of a choice. Now, the only other thing that you can do, and I've had pretty good results doing this, if you can get a thin, stiff piece of wire, and some of the craft shops will sell wire like that, or go to a floral shop and see if you can just buy a couple of pieces. It's about a foot long, but fairly stiff. If you know where the hole is, and usually when you have a borer in your plant, there will be a gelatin-type substance that's oozing out of this hole or maybe even accumulating around it, and it feels just like jelly. That's where the hole is. And that substance that's coming out is the pure sugar, because he's cutting the water tubes that bring the energy from the ground up to the top of the plant. If he just ate up and down, he wouldn't hurt it. But because he's cutting and going to the right or the left, he keeps cutting additional water tubes. So sometimes you can take the wire, put it in the hole, and see if you can push it into the plant. There is a very good success of pushing the wire in, stabbing and killing him right in the plant. The other option is a tree and shrub and not picking any fruit this year.